prison, you visited me. See, to not have these things, see, to meet us at the judgment, like Paul said, that God could keep these things against that day, see. And so what we gain, isn't it, as Christians is immeasurable, just even on the way it helps us with our fears and anxieties about the afterlife and about having to face a maker. A lot of people don't realize what Ellen realized is that she will have to face her maker. She knew that even in the world. She had learned that much. And yet, see, these godless men go about, see, as if there is no tomorrow. See, as if there is no afterlife. As if there is no Hadean world. And then ultimately, as if there is no standing before God and having to give account of the things done in the body, as the apostle will point out. Now these men, though, these preachers understood that. And they talked about that's why they kept preaching. And then he points out that ultimately, though, one of the greatest benefits of preaching the gospel, even if our lives are at stake, Paul and these men said and thought, is the fact that God is glorified. And that's where we left off last time. We do all to His glory. We let our light shine, not to shine light on us, see, but that men may see our good works. We want to influence men. You are the lights of the world, see. And so we do what we do, not to be seen, but we do want to influence others for good. These men understood that, and then that's the expression he uses. See, therefore we faint not. And I thought it was interesting what Strong's and them thought about that word faint. They said it means to grow spiritless, to be wearied out, to be exhausted. See? And we all know what it means to be exhausted, but Paul and them said we can't become that. See, we can't focus really on what we're going through. We have to keep going. We believe, therefore we speak. We must speak no matter what. That's what he's been talking about. But then he mentions what I wanted us to discuss here for a little while this morning. And I planned for us to get over into chapter 5. But I wanted to look, though, at the fact that even though they were going through these things, he says we're not going to give up, grow spiritless, you know, get scared and anxious to where we can't serve God, where we want to quit preaching and stuff. We're not going to do that. And he says even though. See, there is a problem. The fact that God placed these things, this earthen, this treasure, excuse me, is one of those things he's placed in the body. This earthen vessel that we have, it's wearing out, Paul says. And I'd like for us to read these three verses as we come in on them. Therefore, we do not lose heart, verse 16 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, for the things which are, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The outward man is perishing. Paul, Timothy, Silvanus, and them understood that. We're not going to quit even though our outward man is perishing. But he mentions the great hope, if you notice in this statement. Even though our outward man is perishing, the inward man, you see, boy, it's not an ideal situation here for us, what we're having to go through, because really these earthen vessels are wearing out. I believe that's what he means when he says they're perishing. He could be in some way talking about the fact that we die daily, see? But I think he's talking about the fact that these earthen vessels are wearing out. And I believe that because he contrasts it, doesn't he, with a part of us. See, one part's wearing out and one part is revived, restored, being made new each and every day. Some translations, day by day. The inward man. So one part's wearing out. Then there's another part of us that's being built up, made new, strengthened, all those good and wonderful things. One negative aspect of these earthen vessels is that they are perishing. See? Yes, it's a problem. We feel it. We go through it, and we've talked extensively, I believe, about these decaying, some of the problems associated with these bodies. See? Dave, I saw your hand go up. Yeah, isn't it? And let me comment on that. Our minds is a part of that body. They go to. Ain't yours slipping? ain't yours struggling? See, that it goes to. Our mental capacity goes to. But this verse, though, what this verse says about this inner man, though, see, while we are in this body is really what he's talking about. See, while we're in it, it's decaying. But and up to the point that we get Alzheimer's, up to the point that we can't remember our last name, I can't remember our kids, we can't remember what's in front of us, where we headed. We can, though, build up this inward man. And that person, when it crosses over, when the angels take us and transport us into that land of paradise, Jesus says, this day you'll be with me in paradise. When we get there, see, we got to rest. Then we can rest a while. But up until that point, see, this mind, some, like Dave points out, they be thinking clearly at 100. And some stop thinking clearly at 35, at 15. See, so the outward man is decaying, see. But this part of us, though, this inward man that Paul speaks of, when he wrote to the Ephesians, he talked about us being strengthened in the inner man, doesn't he? That person. See? But grow. Who? The outward man? No. That's falling apart. But grow in grace. What? What's growing? See, this inward man. See? This eternal part of us can continue to be built up and revived and restored each and every day, day by day. Though the outward man perisheth, the inward man is renewed. See, he can be restored day by day. I don't take this to be that something separate and apart from our studying the Word of God, our being diligent, that somehow this man is staying alive. You know, like the outward man perishing, but this inner part of us, he continues to get better and better and better. He's renewed. See, separate and apart from what we do. See, because I think as he goes on, what he's going to argue, see, is that the key to all of this is to not focus on these things. For we look not, see, at the things which are seen. That's what he's talking about, these bodies. These persecutions that we're going through, these sufferings. See, we don't focus on those things. I believe that's what he's really having reference to when he's talking about that. But it's other things, right? Because we know, as he talks about what we have waiting on us in the heavens, right? We sing a lot about that. Sing to me of heaven. Sing that song. See, we sing and think often, I hope, I encourage you and me both, think often about where we're headed, because that'll help us. That's what Paul is talking about here, is this perspective that we have to embrace. Now, you know, one of the saddest things is to see an elderly lady trying to be 35 years old, to be 20, to go put on clothing and attire and try to dress like a teenager. It's just one of the saddest things. See, we've been spared from that silliness. See? And all just they go and just and make, you know, anti-aging creams. Well, good luck. Because what I believe is that this outward man is decaying. You can cover it up and put all the mud you want on it. And I'm telling you, it's just exactly what it is. When you walk, go wash your face, you'll see. Just go clean it all, and you'll be right back where you started. That we are falling apart as we speak. That's what Paul says, though the outward man is perishing. Brother White?
Unfortunately, it appears that it takes age for us to gain that perspective.
Did he say it takes age for us to gain that perspective? Yeah, it really does, doesn't it? Yeah, but what you're saying, girl, I believe is so. You can, it's one thing to know a thing, like a young person can read these verses and know them, but they hadn't fully internalized them and thought them through, and they hadn't experienced really this aging process. See, they see eternity. They think they're invincible. We know we've fallen apart. We done learned that by what we've gone through. That's what Gerald's talking about. Yeah, some can internalize it at what, you can internalize it, I guess, at 11. Quote this verse. But what do you know about the outward man is perishing? You see, in your own life, which is what we have to do as individuals. To get to heaven, we're going to all have to embrace this. And that's what I wanted to talk about, what we have. But I got two key points. We can't overemphasize the fact that these bodies don't work like they used to. See, we can't overemphasize the fact that we can't hear good. We can't overemphasize the fact that we don't walk right, that we have to have something to help us just with our daily functioning. And although these things are problematic for us, they can't be overemphasized. See, if we'll just accept, isn't it, that this part of us, that's not the part we need to be trying to shine up every day anyway. See, that part, Paul, the Holy Spirit told Paul, you tell him, Paul, that the outward man is perishing. And Christians have to accept that. We need to embrace that. Brother George.
The inner man being renewed, but be in line with 3 John 2.
You can feel, you want to read a part of that? Or read?
3 John 2. I'm
going to read 3 John 2 because Brother George is a good, thoughtful Bible student, and I want to read that. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. And that's a good verse, isn't it? That's what we're talking about. by this inward man, see, just like we can be prospered in material things, we can be prospered in a multitude of ways, but our soul prospers too, isn't it? Brother George, his lesson the other night, add to your faith virtues. See, this inward man can continue to build upon, see, what it had. When we started out as new converts, well, look at all the reviving that's been going on, see, day by day. See? And if we'll keep that up till the ambulance show up, you know, the man with the gurney shows up, if we'll just follow that up each day, see, we'll be in good shape. Don't overemphasize that part of us that's falling apart. Embrace our age, embrace our youth. See, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Embrace your youth. See, and then those of us whose bodies are falling apart, of course, them young people are gonna find out soon enough that they're falling apart too. But as those of us that can see, really pay attention to the evidences of age and being elderly, and what as we begin to lose some of our abilities, our natural abilities, then see, if we don't overemphasize that, we'll be fine. Because what we'll do is we'll get a bunch of instructors like Bob Romine did till he left this earth. You know, boy, just boom, just one right after another. See, the outward man perishing, but he keeps on battling. He just gonna keep on battling. See, he ain't gonna quit. And I think I told this. I don't know if I did, but I'll tell it now. But I know just before it's no exaggeration. You can check with Jonathan Sutton, can testify to this. But is like I've never forgot it because it inspired me that day. But I was sitting in my office at Sneed, phone rings, it's Brother Sutton. He said, hey, I need your help on something. What you doing? I'm at work. So I'm at work. Hey, well, look at here. You think you could meet me? I said, well, I'm at work. Jonathan Sutton's sitting in my office. Alyssa worked for me there. And he was in there about something with her, something we was doing. But anyway, I said, guess who I got here in my office? It's your son sitting here, Jonathan Sutton. But anyway, he says, well, I tell you what, I'm already out here. He was. He's parked out in the lunchroom. When he died, it's just shortly for that. So the reason I'm telling this is a man still battling. But anyway, so I says, well, let me go and check with my supervisor and see if I can. He said, oh, just do that. I'll be right out here waiting on you. Well, anyway, so I go in, finagle. I said, look, I got an emergency. That's what I told my boss. I got an emergency. And it was. Brother Sutton wanted me to go, and we did. Go over. It was a lady that had responded or something to the radio program or something. He wanted to go study with her. He had told Mamie, I'm going to go get Rodney. Well, anyway, he told me that when I got in the car. But anyway, I told him, hey, I got an emergency, got something to do. If I could just, I'll be gone, you know. Well, anyway, we did. We went over to the lady, knocked on the door. She's in there. The son come out. We preached to the son. And, but anyway, I thought he came and just got me out of this, you know, is he in this world or not? Well, he wasn't, see. What he was locked in on, see, is getting this gospel to this lady. We ended up talking to a young man, her son, out in the yard, see. Though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is renewed day by day. See, that person can continue to battle as long as we can, isn't it? That's what I see in this audience. See, just people just battling, you know, as our elderly people are continuing to assemble because churches, these pews is just getting few and far between in churches. People have just about, see, stopped assembling regularly, having the proper faith and trust in God. Many of you have not. And I hope, you know, you continue to battle till you can't do nothing. And then you got something waiting on you. And Paul talks about that. So don't overemphasize the fact that we've fallen apart. And that second thing is, please don't spend time feeling sorry for yourselves. Just think of Paul and them men, that what they went through, before we start overemphasizing what we have had to battle through. Just think of our Lord and Savior. See, what He went through. See, just stay focused. Think soberly. See, that there's nothing to feel sorry for. That what we need to do, and it is look for ways to be useful and helpful with what we have. That's really what He's always said. If there is first a willing mind. See, God don't care whether it's a penny or $1 million. He just wants you to first be willing. And then He says, I'll accept, see, what you have if you're willing to do what's right, if you're willing to give. Is not, see, according to what a man hath, see. See, that's not His point. So whatever is going on with us, don't feel sorry for yourself, because there's things better to do than that time spent in sorrow. Though the outward man is perishing, see, we have to accept that. And we'll be better off too. See, in our own hearts and our minds, like Ellen, it'll help you anxieties, it'll help you fears and things if we accept this fact that we've fallen apart. And don't feel sorry for yourselves, because this is what Paul is saying here. See, we're not going to grow spiritless. See, that's in that word. That's why I read that definition, see. Therefore, we will not lose heart. See. Even though the outward man is falling apart, is perishing. That's the context of that statement, see? That's what he's saying. That as we decay, we don't have to grow spiritless and immobile, and we can't hardly go and function in things. Let's focus on what we can get done, see? Let's get up and let's focus on just what little bit you can do. We got examples of people laying on their deathbed preaching in the hospitals. See, we got all kind of good examples of people just battling like Paul and them all the way to the end, till we take our last breath. See, no feeling sorry, because there's nothing really to feel sorry for. There's just better ways to use our time than in self-pity, things along those lines. Just don't go there. See, if you need some help, just call some of us. We rattle off about 100 things you could be doing. In your certain circumstance. See what I mean? Is no matter what our situation is, there's plenty we can be doing. See? Because guess what? That inward man needs to continue to grow. See, brother, what Brother Hall's famous, I think it's his favorite saying, see? What is it? We either going green or we rottening. You see, I mean, like something like that, see. We're going to either continue to get better and better, see. The inward man can be restored each day. But grow in grace. Add to your faith. Abound more and more, Paul says, in love. Our love won't ever stop growing. It can get so big, I don't know how big it can get. Paul just says, abound more and more in love. See. Any comments, good thoughts, or anything anybody wants to share with us? Brother Byron.
Right, I think most of us probably have seen people that have been in the hospital and they've got nothing but bad things happen. And basically give up. But what I try to encourage young people to do, to not do that is always keep that apple dangling out in front of you to go for it, to try for it. Mm-hmm. To keep the apple out there in front of you, so to speak, just to use a little illustration.
Mm-hmm.
And that apple for us as Christians is the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep that in mind and keep pressing forward.
Mm-hmm.
And never give up.
Mm-hmm. Good thought. Excellent thought. Brother Glenn?
Proverbs 16:31. Mm-hmm. The silver-haired head is a crown of glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's found in the way of righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's an excellent proverb, an excellent truth, isn't it? It's beautiful if that head is adorned with righteousness, isn't it?
That's to be applied to the man or
the woman. Mm-hmm. Oh, without question. That's what Peter's talking about, see, that even if a woman has a husband who's an unbeliever, see, she can win him, see, by her inner beauty. By these inner qualities, she can influence him for good without the word, by this chaste conduct. See, we don't know, in that context, we don't overemphasize, see, gold or pearls or costly array, see. But what we emphasize, see, is that hidden person, that inner beauty, see, that is precious in the sight of God. That's the part of us that we can continue to adorn, dress up, beautify, build up. Like Glenn said, that gray head, that hoary head is beautiful if it's adorned in righteousness. Any other good comments? Excellent side points and good points. We appreciate y'all for that as well. Brother, yes.
I understand the aging process, but even, you know, the perishing, you know, that can be hastened by just outward circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just based upon you just trying to do right and live right,
mm-hmm.
you might bring upon yourself
mm-hmm.
An earlier death, just mm-hmm. based upon just trying to live right, do right, preach the gospel,
mm-hmm.
put yourself in certain circumstances, you know, where you might put yourself in danger. But COVID did that. You know, mm-hmm. COVID had something to do, and I don't even like talking about it because I think it's been overblown, in my opinion. But it caused empty pews,
mm-hmm.
and people were looking at the outward,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
more concerned about the outward man than the spiritual things and mm-hmm. nature. I'm not mm-hmm. saying we did that here. I think you do have to take precaution in circumstances, and I think you got to take precaution with your own bodies and stuff. Like you should take care of yourself and try
mm-hmm.
to do what's best for your body and things
mm-hmm.
of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it could get to the point where you could overemphasize your well-being
mm-hmm.
Over the spiritual,
mm-hmm.
your own spiritual well-being,
mm-hmm.
and the spiritual well-being of being of others.
Mm-hmm. Good thoughts, isn't it? And we really do need to just be aware. Each Christian need to be aware to not overemphasize this part that's decaying, that's perishing. There's things, good judgments to be made about it, but it's not to be overvalued. It's really a waste of time. And those in the world spend quality time, money, overemphasizing, see, all they really know. For if in this life only, see, we have hope, we are of all men the most pitiable, see. And that is, they got nothing working for them. Because it's just like the rat on the wheel. It just does what it does by instinct. See, not driven by God's word, by all these beautiful things that you and I know. See, and it's a sad state of affairs, really. So those were the two points that I wanted to mention. In Romans 7:22, Paul says, "For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man." See, what that person can continue, what Byron said, to delight in God's Word. Who can I teach? Who can I call? Who can I encourage? See? Who can I reach out to? There's not a person in this room can't handle something like that if we just put our minds to it. See? And if you need some help, do it. Get some help. Partners is perfect for teaching and reaching out and stuff, but keeping that Word in front of us, like Brother Byron mentioned, can go a long way, see, as this outward man, as we grow older, see. So Paul says, though, we don't emphasize all that, that what we have going is light, he says, and it's temporary, but for a moment, that all these issues we have with our bodies, this outward man is perishing, these hardships that we're enduring and having to go through, constantly faced with death, cast down, see, all these things that he mentions, he says they are but for a moment. We've commented on the fact that they're light, but they just temporary in and of themselves. They don't last very long, see, compared to what we have ahead of us, see. And we'd all be wise to just stop and look at that time slot. Is it really worth risking our souls and not doing all that we can, see, to make sure we're right with God, to continue to build up this inward man, see. Is it worth risking that, see, for anything that's going on here on this planet? See, just look back at those of faith. By faith, Moses, see, what did Moses do? Well, he rejected, see, what Pharaoh had to offer, what that prestige and all that came with being in that great house on this earth. Moses rejected all that. He gave all that up, see. And that's what we have to do, is weigh out those things in our own lives. See? And you, though, like I said, the reason I appreciate everybody in this room, see, is this morning, you got it right. You're right where you need to be. Because you'd have a problem if you're sitting at home and you could be here. We've got brothers and sisters in Christ that they have not made up their minds. They've not embraced assembling every time these doors is open. See? And that's a problem. Why? For we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And that's in our section here, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. See? But you've made good choices today. And if he showed back up now, see, you in the best place you could be, everybody in this room, we right where he told us to be. See, just you in real time serving God. How special is that? It's just a few of us on the planet doing that. You are in a special group of people, each of you. And I really appreciate that. I don't take that for granted. If you out here working in the field, you see how you'll talk to people and they don't think they have to go to all the services. You'll talk to people, they'll tell you that they can miss services for work, they can miss services to go to school, events, ball. A lot of them, they'll go play ball today and not assemble properly. Take their kid to play ball. See? Well, I tell you who didn't believe in that kind of stuff. Paul says, therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. I know who didn't, you know, I know who didn't take his salvation lightly, and you and I must not either. And that's the section. That's where we headed, Lord willing, with speed, is that Paul, the gravity, see, of our, it's daily grind that we need to embrace. Brother.
Rodney, I've witnessed this, and I don't appreciate it. I have seen members go to other congregations, because they meet in one time, to keep from coming here that evening for the sake of going someplace else.
Well, that's a sad state, too. Well, please don't let the devil trick you into missing our assembly. That's all I can say.
We're under the watch of the elders at this congregation.
Well,
not another congregation.
I trust that you witnessed it. I hope nobody would do that. You know, would try to get out of meeting and serving their master. We're going to talk about it, see, because it's not going to matter. Every one of those actions going to be brought into judgment. See, Paul says, if it's a good thing, it'll be there, whether good or bad. The work is going to be tested and tried, see, and the book's going to get opened. And it's going at Hebrews 10:25 going to be sitting there. If it's 10,000 years from now, that it's going to still read what it read, and God's going to be expecting His people to continue to meet and to show forth His Son's death. That blood's way too precious for us to miss one time doing it. If we can, we need to do all we can to make it. I pray and hope that nobody's that naive, because even if they pull it off, all they've done, see, is set themselves up for failure in that great day. Because that's going to be, the light's going to get shone on all intentions and actions and everything. That stuff won't fly. It ain't going to fly either. Sad to say. So, these afflictions, I think we just got a few more minutes. Anybody that wants to make a comment, just please feel free. But what Paul says here next, and I think we'll finish this section here now and pick up with verse 1. But what Paul says next, you know, two of the greatest verses of all the Bible when you talk about what they do for us. Because Paul says, now the key, see, is that these light afflictions, he says, they working for us. Does your translation say that? For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, temporary, is working for us. See, that's why we want to age gracefully, battling all the way down. Why? Because whatever we're going through, that these earthen vessels have to go through, it's working for us. See, it's benefiting us. It's setting us up for a far more. And if you take time and look at that expression, a far more exceeding, the commentaries say that it's like, the idea there is you can't count all the ways that it's way far more than this here that it's being compared to. Far more exceeding. See, they benefit us. What we go through now is working for us a far greater weight of glory. If we can hold on, like Paul, don't grow spiritless. Don't get exhausted. We appreciate y'all's time and y'all's good participation.